Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the briefing. I have a statement attributable to the spokesperson for the Secretary General on the Oklahoma City tornado. The Secretary General was deeply saddened to hear of the death and destruction in Oklahoma City as a result of Monday's tornado. He sends his deepest condolences to those who have lost loved ones and to everyone affected by the storm. The Secretary General has written to the Governor of Oklahoma, Mary Fallon, to express his solidarity and to offer the assistance of the United Nations, if requested, to help with the recovery efforts. Today, the Secretary General met with Mozambican President Armando Guebuza. They discussed a wide range of topics, including developments in the Democratic Republic of the Congo and Madagascar, as well as in Mozambique. The Secretary General praised the President and the country for the progress made over the past 20 years. The Secretary General briefed reporters after that meeting, and he said that the clashes in the Eastern DRC show how urgent it was to implement the framework agreement for the DRC and the Great Lakes region. The Secretary General has also visited a school in Maputo where he met many students and discussed his united campaign to end violence against women and girls. He also delivered a lecture at Mozambique's International Relations Institute and answered questions from students. Tomorrow, the Secretary General travels to the DRC, where he will join the President of the World Bank, Jim Kim, for talks with Congolese leaders. The United Nations Stabilization Mission in the Democratic Republic of Congo informs that this morning, for the second day, fighting between M23 and Congolese forces has resumed in Mutaho, 12 kilometers from Goma. MONUSCO is actively continuing its diplomatic and political efforts at all levels to contain and end these clashes. The mission has expressed strong concerns about this development while actively intervening to seek de-escalation of the situation. MONUSCO is closely monitoring the situation and calls for restraint. Mary Robinson, the Secretary General's Special Envoy for the Great Lakes region of Africa, expressed her concern today about the recent outbreak of fighting in locations near Goma in the Eastern Democratic Republic of the Congo. She said that the suffering and displacement of people, especially women and children in the Eastern Congo and beyond, have gone on for far too long and cannot be tolerated any further. The Special Envoy proposed a set of principles today to guide the immediate efforts to tackle the crisis in the region while maintaining a focus on long-term solutions. Those proposals are informed by her recent visit to the region. She urged the DRC and all other parties to implement their commitments under a recently adopted framework agreement with a focus on a peaceful resolution to the crisis in the Eastern DRC and the region. We have a press release with more details in our office. The UN Refugee Agency said today that a cholera epidemic declared by the government of Niger on May 11th has left 7 people dead in the west of the country, including 2 Malian refugees. Outbreaks of cholera are recurrent in Niger, which is currently hosting some 50,000 Malian refugees, including 31,000 in 3 camps in the Tillabéri region. The refugee agency is responding to the outbreak in the camps by implementing emergency health and sanitation measures, such as increasing the supply of clean water. It says that more drugs are urgently needed to treat potential new cases. A cholera epidemic last year affected 5,287 people and killed 110 throughout Niger. There's more information available on the refugee agency's website. Poverty and food insecurity have risen significantly in Egypt in the past 3 years, according to the World Food Programme and other organizations. A joint report by the World Food Programme and the country's government found that nearly 14 million Egyptians, or 17% of the population, suffered from food insecurity in 2011, compared to 14% in 2009. Data also shows that between 2009 and 2011, some 15% of the population moved into poverty. There is more information on the World Food Programme's website. The Deputy Secretary General said that diverse actors of society are key to building resilience to disasters and making our communities safer. He said this at the opening of the Global Platform for Disaster Risk Reduction in Geneva this morning. He noted that the United Nations is committed to reducing the risks stemming from disasters in the world, and he said that the least developed and small island developing states face the added burden of high vulnerability and exposure to hazards. The Deputy Secretary General also expressed sympathy to the people of Oklahoma hit by the recent tornado. His full remarks are available online. Tomorrow at 11 a.m. in this room, there will be a press conference by the High-Level Committee on South-South Cooperation to highlight the upcoming 6th Global South-South Development Expo. At 12:30 p.m., there will be a press conference by Braulio de Souza Diaz, Executive Director of the Convention on Biological Diversity, and Ambassador Regina Maria Cordeiro Dunlop, the Deputy Permanent Representative of Brazil, on the occasion of the International Day of Biodiversity. Questions, please. Nizar?
Jordan's decision to stop the inflow of Syrian refugees. Has the Secretary General been in contact with the Jordanian authorities to change their mind, or has there been any alternative arrangements for this?
Well, the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees and staff are in contact with Jordanian authorities, and I'd invite you to look at the Geneva website to see what they had to say on that this morning.
Another issue regarding the skirmishes that took place this morning in the Syrian Golan between the Israelis and the Syrian authorities. Has there been any information from UNDOF coming to you regarding that?
No, we have not received any information from UNDOF to date. However, it underscores once again the dangers of the Syrian conflict spilling over the borders, and the Secretary General, as always, will call on both sides to exercise maximum restraint to ensure this doesn't happen. Matthew?
Sure. Questions about the Great Lakes. One is this fighting that's near Goma. Are these the two battalions that were involved in the rapes in Manova, the 391 and 41 battalions, involved in the fighting to MONUSCO's knowledge?
We'll have to find out.
Also, will there be in the Rwanda leg of the trip, is there a state dinner planned for the Secretary General?
I really don't know what the plan is. I know he's visiting Rwanda. He's been meeting with President Kagame, but I really don't know what the details are, Matthew.
Okay. And I also wanted to ask you, in his third stop, Uganda, that recently the Daily Monitor and two radio stations were closed. One was besieged and two were closed by the government for reporting that President Museveni's son may run to replace him. So given, you know, this is press freedom and he's about to go there, does the Secretary General have any comment on the closure of radio stations and the besieging of a newspaper in Uganda?
Well, we have nothing on this particular case, but as you know, the Secretary General believes firmly that journalists must be allowed to conduct their business freely and without fear of persecution and intimidation.
Do you think it's the kind of thing he might take note of while he's there?
I'm not going to prejudge what he may take note of. We'll see what happens.
See what happens.
Nizar?
Do you think that the United Nations can do anything to allow the civilians who are trapped in Qusair, in the town of Qusair, which is witnessing heavy fighting there? Do you think that the United Nations could play a role in order to evacuate the civilians from there?
Well, as you know, we don't have a military mission there, so we don't have the capacity to evacuate people. We would call on all sides to end the violence. Basically, this has been the question for the past few years now, Nizar. The violence has to end. The people of Syria are paying an enormous price for the violence on both sides, and it has to end.
Excuse me, but where is Mr. Brahimi, and what is he doing?
Mr. Brahimi is meeting with leaders. He's working hard with the Secretary General and with the Russians and the Americans and other leaders in trying to get this conference on Syria together. And that's what he's doing, basically.
Where is he? That's what I'm
saying. I'm sorry?
Where is he?
Basically. I don't have that. I don't know where he is right now. Okay. I couldn't tell you.
I want to ask you about the Wasserstrom whistleblower case. Mm-hmm. It was announced, it was ruled on that he would retaliate against. Now it's reported that the Secretary General has appealed. What I wanted to know is, what's the relation? The Secretary General also announced that he was hiring some outside consultants who were going to advise the UN on how to better protect whistleblowers or how to revamp whistleblower protection. What's the relation between this appeal, which many people see as basically a statement that even where, in the rare cases, whistleblowers are found to have been retaliated against, there's just automatic appeals?
Matthew, filed. I'm not going to comment on that situation. It is under appeal, and we don't comment on it.
How about the consultant? Has the consultant been hired, and what have they done today?
I'll have to check on that
okay,
for you.
Okay, that would be good.
Okay, thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Have a good
Madagascar
afternoon.
Madagascar, question.
Thank
Madagascar.
You.